You're listening to KHOL. I'm Hannah Merzbach with the local newscast. Saturday marked the end of a 20-year-long tradition in Teton Valley, Idaho, the Teton Ridge Classic. KHOL contributor Natalie Shahar reports on the last cross-country ski race of its kind.
The Teton Ridge Classic went off with cheers, bells, and whistles. The event at Grand Targhee Resort drew locals and out-of-towners for one final cross-country ski race. Director Dan Struble says he had mixed feelings about seeing it come to an end.
After you put on a race for 20 years, you get to be good friends with so many people that have come back year after year.
Location is one reason the race was discontinued. Previously, the classic skiing-only event was held at Teton Ridge Ranch.
It was a kind of a perfect course for a longer-distance classic race. And the way we designed the course, it had kind of a perfect flow.
The ranch closed to the public about 5 years ago when its owner died. So the race found a new home at the Ghee. But the event at the Downhill Resort didn't have quite the same appeal. Participant numbers declined from about 250 at the ranch to around 160 this year. Patrick Gilroy is the only participant who has raced all 20 years.
What else would you want to do on a powder day in January?
Meanwhile, the possibility that the race will return at a different venue isn't totally off the table. Teton Valley Trails and Pathways, which grooms Nordic ski trails, is exploring a potential course on the west side of Teton Valley in the Big Hole Mountain Range. But it would be years before the race comes to a new venue. For KHOL, I'm Natalie Shahar.
Finally, a few announcements. The Jackson Town Council will meet today at 6 p.m. Council members will consider contracting Andy Schwartz as a legislative advisor. Schwartz has represented Teton County's House District 23 in the Wyoming State Legislature as a Democrat since 2015, but he didn't run for re-election in November. In the new position, Schwartz would make sure the town's interests are represented in the legislature. Community members can watch the town council meeting online or attend in person at the town hall. Wyoming state lawmakers will convene for their 2023 legislative session tomorrow at noon. Teton County Representative Mike Yin is hopeful for the session, though he's one of few Democrats in the legislature.
I think as long as we focus on that core ability of what state government is for, we can do a good job. It's when we get a lot of the, I think very vocal national issues that aren't super relevant to Wyoming being injected, because what I would like us to do is just focus on making Wyoming the best place to live.
The 40-day session is scheduled to run through March 3rd. More information about how to track bills, watch live meetings, and participate in the legislative process is available at wyoleg.gov. Also tomorrow, Grand Teton National Park will release backcountry camping permits for the summer at 8 a.m. Visitors can only camp in designated sites in the Grand Teton backcountry. Campers can get permits the day before they start their trip at any park backcountry office, but spots are limited during hiking season. Park staff strongly encourages visitors to get permits in advance online at recreation.gov. Reservations for campsites accessible by car are already available for bookings 6 months in advance. Hannah Merzbach, KHOL News.